from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hey, I'm Joe Hamilton, and you're watching My Mayor exclusively on St. Pete Catalyst. With our new series, My Mayor, we're spending some quality time one-on-one with each of the candidates to get to know the person behind the policy. We'll record every other Wednesday and then release it the next day on Thursday. Our format will be to spend a few minutes catching up with the candidate on how the campaign's going, and then ask the same one question to each candidate with giving them ample time to answer in depth. Our goal is, as you spend the coming weeks getting to know these candidates through these deeper answers, that you'll be able to make the right decision for you as to who should be our next leader. We'll invite you to continue the conversation on the Cloud Catalyst platform through the comments, with a reminder that we actually moderate our comments so that you can share your perspectives and your insight without fear of it being hijacked by trolls or negativity. Now enjoy this first episode. Joining me on My Mayor is candidate Vince Nowicki. Hey, Vince.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
It's all right. So how's life on the campaign trail?
Life's going great, man. Just enjoying this beautiful sunshine, enjoying meeting people, getting out there and hearing firsthand how voters want to see our city change.
And what's your day-to-day look like? What are you spending, what are you spending most of your time doing?
Spending most of my time just talking with voters, going out to small business, door to door. Got to go business to business along 4th Street, MLK, 38th Avenue, up by Gandhi, out by Tyrone, out by Skyway Bridge every single day. I go door to door every single day talking with voters and just hearing how they've never been asked how they'd like to see the city change. So I feel good.
Cool. All right. So our question for today is, what are the three personality traits that will guide you as mayor?
The three personality traits that would guide me as mayor is that I'm devoted, I'm driven, and I'm dynamic.
All right. What would be a short program if we didn't dig into those? So let's start with devoted.
Devoted. I'm devoted to my dog, Stella. She's a beautiful pit mix, 6-year-old who wiggles her whole body. Anytime she sees somebody new and gets excited when she sees old friends when we go walking in the morning. I'm devoted to my family. I'm devoted to my friends. And I'm devoted to this city.
Cool. All right. And driven?
Driven. I'm a small business owner. I have a real estate business. So I go door to door trying to find new properties for me to buy. And prior to that, I went door to door selling windows, roofing, and siding when I dropped out of college all across the country. So I'm used to a self-start, underdog, grassroots campaign and lifestyle.
All right. And dynamic.
Oh, I'm dynamic. You know, I moved here from Baltimore back in 2016, a brand new city where I knew nobody, and the city embraced me as I was one of their own. So when I came out downtown, it was First Friday, it was the very first day that I was here, and I was wearing a 3-piece suit and a tie. As you see now, I'm, you know, wearing a dress shirt and shorts. So I've definitely, changed a little bit since I got here from Baltimore. And as a younger person, you have to be able to be dynamic and go with the ebbs and flows of how the city's changing. You can't be stuck in obsolete dogmas.
So not being stuck and being up for change. And as you mentioned, out on the, you know, pounding the pavement, understanding what people want. How do you see that, translating into your actual administration?
Well, it's a firsthand approach and experience that I'm hearing from voters directly. So how that would play into my administration is transparency. It's going and talking with voters directly. It's not special interest. It's not billionaires from New York. It's not other politicians. It's the voters of the city and the residents of the city that dictate what the administration should be doing, not the administration dictating what the residents are doing.
Got it. So to take that a step further, then you really see yourself as you put yourself forward as a reflective candidate that really, instead of putting forth ideas of your own, you're really looking to go and gather consensus from the, you know, from the people out in the community, and that will be your more guiding light, we'll say, in being mayor.
100%. I mean, I've developed a platform. It's on my website. So, you know, yourself and voters can go check it out. But I think it's important that it's we, the people, tell politicians and government what to do. So if everybody in St. Pete got together and said, hey, we don't want Tropicana Field developed this year, we want to wait a couple years down the line, that's something that the mayor and city council should take into consideration.
And that in theory makes a lot of sense. That in practice is sort of a tough nut to crack. How do you determine consensus? How do you separate out what special interests are? I mean, even at the individual level, people have their own individual interests in mind when they give their opinion. So, with so many disparate opinions out there, and also just the actual act of collecting the data for a consensus, how do you approach going at that?
Well, you can. Great question, by the way, Joe. So you can do a referendum, on the ballot, so people could vote to see what they want done in the city. The city has its own news channel. The city spends hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in a marketing department, so they could directly engage with voters directly, do surveys, and collect information and move forward. We could easily do press releases to websites and journalists like yourself at The Catalyst, Bay News 9, Fox, ABC, and then they could collect feedback and send it back to the city. We could go into community parks and set up pop-up tents and gather information from residents directly.
Wonderful. Appreciate the time, and we'll look forward to our next episode in a couple weeks.
From stpcatalyst.com.